Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, August 23rd. I'm Mark Daniels. Brewers slugger, former MVP Ryan Braun finally comes clean. In a lengthy statement issued through the Brewers organization, Braun breaks his silence regarding his suspension for performance-enhancing drugs. He says he took a cream and a lozenge at the end of the 2011 MVP season as he was trying to heal from a nagging injury. After a test turned up a positive result, Braun fought it tooth and nail and won the appeal on a technicality. He says he deeply regrets many of the things he said at a press conference in February of 2012. Said, I convinced myself that I had not done anything wrong. And he is disappointed. The people closest to me, Braun, admitting I made some serious mistakes. And he sincerely apologized to Dino Lorenzi Jr., who was the sample collector for that original test. Braun suspended for 65 games through the rest of this season and said, quote, I am hopeful I can earn back everyone's trust. As for the Milwaukee Brewers, they open up a weekend series in Cincinnati against the Reds. It'll be Ivana Gallardo against Homer Bailey going in the series opener. The Brewers were off on Thursday, but the Reds were in action. A 2-1 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Shin Soo Chu scoring the winning run on a wild pitch. Fourth of the game for the Diamondbacks came in the eighth inning. That's how long Matt Latos had pitched for Cincinnati. Happy to give the bullpen a break.
You know, I talked with Price. He asked me how I'm feeling. I told him I was fine. I go the eighth. You know, so it's key because, in the long run that we're going to need them in the later part of the season, so to be able to give them needed rest is always helpful.
The Reds stay 2.5 games behind the Pirates in the Central Division race. Pittsburgh winning in San Francisco 10-5, scoring 7 runs in the fifth inning. And the St. Louis Cardinals remain just 1 game back with a 6-2 victory over the Atlanta Braves. David Freese with 2 RBIs, and Matt Carpenter says it's great beating a good team.
Everyone's very important, and especially when you can do it against a team like Atlanta who's winning their division. And if we can continue on and win the series and then do that against, the Pirates and all those teams that are in the top of their division. That's a confidence deal, because hey, we're one of the best teams in this league.
They certainly are. The Chicago Cubs certainly are not. They fall to the Washington Nationals 5-4 in 13 innings. Chad Tracy with a single in the top of the 13th at Wrigley. The Los Angeles Dodgers blank the Miami Marlins 6-0. Clayton Kershaw and Brian Wilson making his first appearance in over a year. Pitching the ninth, Kershaw went 8 innings, allowed only 5 hits, and he says he battled all night.
No, I did not necessarily found it. I didn't have great stuff today. I think I was a little fortunate to get those double play balls, and I was able to throw enough strikes when I needed to, but got some work to do on the fastball command. It wasn't great today.
And the Phillies knocked off the Colorado Rockies 5-4. Dominic Brown with a walk-off single in the American League. The New York Yankees beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-3, make it a 4-game sweep for manager Joe Girardi and his Yankees, who says we are back in the race.
We're making up ground, and that's what we need to continue to do. We need to continue to win series like we've been doing and continue to pitch well and swing the bats. But obviously each day you're able to make up a little ground, it seems more attainable, and that's good for the guys in that room.
Yankees are 6 games behind Boston in the Eastern Division. They're only 3.5 games behind Oakland for the second wild card in the American League. Twins beat the Tigers 7-6. Chris Herman went 3-for-5 with an RBI double in the top of the 8th, and Connor Gillespie's home run in the top of the 12th. The difference as the White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 4-3. Minor League Baseball, Timber Rattlers a winner in Clinton 8-5. Victor Roach went 4-for-5 with a home run and 4 runs batted in. Timber Rattlers 5 back, but only 12 games left to go in the regular season as they battle for that final wild card spot in the Midwest League playoffs. And now to the National Football League. 2 preseason games on the schedule Thursday night. Detroit beat New England 40-9. Patriots turned it over 4 times. And Carolina beat Baltimore 34-27. Panthers get 4 return touchdowns in that game. 2 picks for 6, a fumble return, and a punt return touchdown. Green Bay Packers take on the Seattle Seahawks at Lambeau Field on Friday night. Head coach Mike McCarthy says this is an excellent matchup for preseason week number 3.
You can't have a better opponent for preseason. We've been fortunate that way, and so this will be a very good test for us.
Safety Morgan Burnett has a healthy respect for Seattle.
And I know that the Seahawks are a very good football team, so it's going to be a good test to see where our team is at right now.
Last time these teams met, regular season in Seattle last year, I think everyone remembers how it ended. Aaron Rodgers expects a little extra juice, but not necessarily from last year's finish.
I think there'll be juice because it's a night game. It's at Lambeau. Should be a big crowd again, probably another Lambeau record. But it is the preseason. We'd love to play well. Last year was last year, and this is the 2013 Packers, Team 93.
Kicks off at 7 o'clock at Lambeau Field. Other NFL notes. Several members of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers dealing with staph infection. Left guard Carl Nix, kicker Lawrence Tynes, both received treatment. The Bucs say it'll take 5 to 7 days for the medicine to work. Team facility had to be sanitized last weekend. Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III fined for an apparent wardrobe malfunction. Washington Post reports the league has penalized RG3 $10,000 for wearing an unauthorized shirt during pregame warmups Monday night against Pittsburgh. And in Boston, former Patriot tight end Aaron Hernandez formally indicted on a charge of first-degree murder and five other counts by a Massachusetts grand jury. Hernandez appeared in court for that hearing involving the shooting death of Odin Lloyd last June. His next court appearance is scheduled for Friday. The high school football season kicking off a night early in the Green Bay area. Well, with a Packers-Seahawks game, it would have been problematic for some schools located near the stadium to get their games in. West Appear rolled Antigo 47-0. Green Bay East beat Green Bay West 20-0 in the 108th meeting of that rivalry. And the Ashwaubenon Jaguars dominated the Preble Hornets 40-7. Scoring the last 40 points unanswered, christening their new stadium at Gelts Field. Brand new field turf surface, new lights. Head coach Mark Jonas says it was a heck of an opening.
Super atmosphere. We told the kids that, you know, they were playing for their community. They weren't just playing for themselves, and I think they responded very, very well.
And the FedEx Cup playoffs beginning in the PGA Tour. The Barclays in New Jersey, but rain disrupting the first round several times. Kevin Stadler, the first round leader at 7 under par 64. One shot better than Henrik Stenson, Ryan Palmer, and Camilo Viegas. Tiger Woods, a bogey-free start, finished at 4 under par. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.